Hi, this is Jen with Crystal Clear with Jen on Anchor FM. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I wanted to share with you today some inspiration and hopefully some ideas on how to keep you focused and also keep you inspired to keep moving forward. Sitting in my office and reading what I have on my wall behind my desk, it's what I look at all the time. It's intentionally placed there to always keep me towards the goal, always to keep my mind on the goal, always to keep my mind focused on what I'm working for. And it is a little bit of inspiration because it reminds me where I've been and where I've come and where I'm going, because it's a three-part process of getting to your goal. It's where I have come from, what I've overcome to get here, where I am right now. I am like, you know, huge in a huge space from where I was 5 years ago and to where I'm going. And I hope that I can be a beacon of light for you if you're just beginning. Because it doesn't take that long. It doesn't take that long. But for me, it took me a while to figure out how. And I think that is probably the problem with trying to figure out where to go next. So many of us are like, but how? Everyone wants to know how. And I think what you need to do is just give that up to God and the universe and let them figure that out. And stop worrying about how you're going to do it. Just ask for it from God and the universe and let them give it to you. Don't say, hey, I really need $1,000 and I really need it this way and make sure it's delivered to me on Tuesday. No, you just say, I need this. The $1,000 is the need. I'm putting it out there. Send it to me. And let them figure it out. That is ultimately the law of attraction. You can't say to the law of attraction, yep, I need $505.15 on Tuesday, the 15th at 2:00. Doesn't work like that. Getting back to the how, though, the things that are on my wall that keep me focused on what I'm working towards, where I have been and where I'm going. And those things are, I'll just read you. I have a dream big sign, a stand tall, to always remind me that no matter how minimal I might seem to myself, because we all go through that, like I'm not enough, I'm not big enough, I can't be big enough, I can't be enough, you can be. So whatever group of people that you're encouraging, whether it be your own family, a friend, yourself, I don't care if it's one person or 1,000 people, you have to remember to stand tall and be confident in yourself. And that is one of the hardest things that you'll overcome. Dreaming big. Dreaming big, because dreaming small is not worth it, people. You've got to go big or go home. And I know that that's just an old adage, like everyone wants, oh, that's just being obnoxious. No, it isn't. Because, okay, like I said to someone last week, I was coaching them, and they were like, I'm just so short on money, I wish I could get an extra $20. And I said, okay, if you're down that low, why are you shooting for 20? Ask for 100. Ask for 1,000. So the following week, she says, I just felt like I wasn't worthy. And I just said, okay, instead of 20, send me 50. And I got 30. Well, you see how that worked? Moving on. Dreaming up my master plan. That is a sign that I have on my wall. Because it is my life is my master plan. I'm constantly evolving and working towards that. You have to have something, a vision. You have to have a space in your home where you live. You have to have a space that is inspiring to you where you can just sit, empty your thoughts, and kind of just look, appreciate the prettiness of wherever you're at, whatever you're looking at, and let it inspire you from where you have come to where you are going. My office does that for me. because this is the place that I'm creating content for my group, the Light Seekers Tribe. This is the place that I'm working on new ideas. I'm adding to my repertoire of knowledge to service my individual coaching clients. I'm adding, gaining knowledge and receiving information and learning new things. I mean, I'm taking two courses right now from some other people. You always have to be dipping in different pots to get the information that you need. Don't just assume one source is going to be satisfying. And that is the reason why I have this montage of a wall in my office to keep me upbeat, to keep my eye on the prize, to always remind me of what I have overcome, where I'm heading, and where I'm going. So hard to stay focused and in line if all you look at is discouraging things on social media or things that make you feel minimalized or things that make you feel vulnerable, like you're not enough. And then you go home and you don't have anything inspiring to look at. So you're carrying that thought with you all day. So I feel like the wall that I created in my home and my office is my place to give me a good feeling so that I can retreat to it. I highly recommend that you do that. But also, I highly recommend that you find the space to always be working towards your goal. Because if you set goals and you're trying to think of that you only need $20 to get you through the week, well, yeah, I'm sure $20 might be better than $0, but isn't $1,000 100 times better than $20? I mean, if you're only asking for small things, you will only receive small things. And also, you can send out the thought that you're trying to manifest $100. But if your thoughts after you send that out are nothing but I'm never going to get it, it's not going to come, who's going to send me? Stop worrying about the how. The how is not your concern. That is something you need to unhitch from and you need to just put it out there. I got a lady that I work with every week and she says, I just desperately want to go out to the park. I don't really have any friends. I feel really weird going by myself. And she has a problem with her feet. And I said, well, you know, you can drive yourself there. You drive yourself everywhere else. Why wouldn't you drive yourself there? I'm just scared. I don't want to do it. And this has gone on for weeks now that she's sort of kind of like just refused to go. But she wants to go. And she's asking me, well, why do you think spiritually I'm not moving forward? Well, because your next step, you already know what you're supposed to do, but you're not doing it. Which brings me to my second point. Knowing in your gut, in your heart, in your soul, what you're supposed to be doing and not moving towards it is the thing that holds you back the most. It's the thing that holds us all back the most. If your guides, if your angels, if your soul, if God has been on your heart to go to a park, and you keep telling yourself, my feet won't work, I gotta drive there, but I'll be alone. What are you doing? You're wasting time. And subconsciously, I believe that this wonderful lady who was one of my clients, I think that she is, and I've told her this, I think that she is purposely not going to that park because she doesn't want to have the emotional connection to that park once she arrives. So after about another week of coaxing her through that, she finally went. And she called me and said, oh my gosh, I just got there and I just cried and cried and cried because I hadn't been under the cover of trees for so long and I don't know why. And I'm going to go back 3 times a week. And she's been there every other day since. But the point is, why would you put that off? If you knew that your heart and your soul were leading you to that, if God put it on your heart to go, then go. If God put it on your heart today to stop eating a donut for breakfast and to choose a banana, then choose the banana and put the donut down. If God puts it on your heart today to reach out to that person that you've been wanting to call, but you're embarrassed or ashamed of calling, reach out to that person. Everything that you refuse to do, everything that you're at that feels like a block to you, is your next step. And so many people come to me and say, I don't know what to do. Well, what do you mean you don't know what to do? Well, I feel like I should be doing this, but I'm scared to do it. That's exactly the thing you should be doing. I posted in my group, the Light Seekers Tribe, on Facebook the other day, a post, and it says, if your next step does not terrify you, you're not doing, you're too comfortable. I think that's what I said. If your next step does not terrify you, you're too comfortable. And it is so much the truth. So much the truth, my friends. Because we get so comfortable in everyday life. We get so comfortable in where we are that we don't recognize that shifting and changing what we do, who we are, and what we've become is the utmost important thing we're going to do. And we don't want to change. We don't want to shift because why? Because it will bring more change. Doing something new will bring change about in your life. And if you don't see that, I encourage you with all of my soul to please find something new or different or whatever has been on your heart. Go out and chase it because there is a reason why it's coming up for you. There is a reason that you're meant to do something different. You have to decide that your desire for a better you is stronger than your desire to remain trapped where you're at right now. But if you don't make that decision, I don't know that you're going to get anywhere from here. I'm going to repeat that one more time because I don't know if people really caught on to how moving that statement is. Your desire to transition yourself into a new way of being has to be stronger than your desire to remain where you're at. Your desire for change has to be stronger than for you to remain where you're at. And it's scary. The steps that you need to take are scary. But you know what? I'm here for you. If you're part of the Light Seekers Tribe, you'll know that they're there for you. I think I have about 1,100 people in there that are willing to be your friend, support you, encourage you, celebrate your wins, pat your back on your losses, fluff you back up, and send you on your way again. You should join us over there. But ultimately, if you're following me because you want to have something that I have or something that I offer, then I encourage you to take the next step. And you know, more often than not, what people tell me their next step is, well, I've been thinking about working with you for a long time. That's what I feel like my next step is. And I usually say to people, well, what are you waiting for? I'm just scared. I don't know. Or I have the money, but I'm scared to spend it. Well, if you're considering working with me, if you have thought about working with me and something about you has been saying, or something in your soul has been saying, I'm drawn to this girl. I want what she has. I want the peace that she has. I want to work with her. But something in you is causing you to pause. What is that fear? Because I don't think the fear is sending me a message saying, hey, I want to change my life. I think the fear is changing your life. The scariest thing you'll ever do is take the first step. So today, I'm encouraging you, when you see someone who's got what you want, who has something you desire, who is living their life in a way that you're like, damn it, I want to be like them. I love how she is. I want that. These people make me feel good. I want to feel good. Then you need to call me today because that's what I'm in the business of doing. I'm in the business of taking my light and handing it to you and allowing you to reignite yours. And if your first step is too scary, then you need a friend to hold your hand while you take it, and I am that friend. Come on over to the Light Seekers Tribe and join us. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. I hope that you are a part of that group, I hope that you come back and listen to my next episode. And if you are new here, please go find us. You can also email me at crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com.